You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Expedient. Forget application refactoring or lift and shift. Get cloud right the first time with Expedient, the nation's leading enterprise cloud provider. Cloud that works for your critical business applications. Disaster recovery that ensures your business stays up and running, and expertise from real people. Learn more at expedient.com/wired. Japan ends its state of emergency, New Zealand floats a four-day work week, and the U.S. approaches 100,000 deaths. Here's what you should know. Japan's prime minister announced the end of the nation's state of emergency, but said its battle against the virus will continue. While Japan never implemented a true lockdown, it did bar travelers from hard-hit countries and shut down karaoke bars, live music venues, and gyms, which will remain closed in the coming weeks. As New Zealand reopens, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is suggesting that a four-day work week could spur domestic travel. She says the decision to shorten the work week is between employers and employees, but she encourages businesses to think about this option to boost tourism and the nation's economy. It's an idea Microsoft had tested before the pandemic in Japan, finding that it actually boosted productivity by 40%. Over the weekend, the New York Times published this viral cover story, putting names to numbers of the nearly 100,000 lives lost in the last few months to COVID-19. The CDC projects the U.S. will cross this threshold by June 1st. But more grimly, they also predict these death rates will continue to rise as states around the country reopen. Finally, here's today's one question. What COVID-19 symptoms should I be worried about? While many who are infected may exhibit few to no symptoms, here are the major ones, according to the CDC. Cough, fever, shortness of breath, chills, muscle pain, sore throat, and new loss in taste or smell. All symptoms typically appear 2 to 14 days after exposure. For more help, try using Apple's COVID-19 diagnosis tool, which it developed in coordination with the CDC, White House, and FEMA. The CDC also has a coronavirus self-checker tool you can use. These tools will recommend a course of action based on your circumstances. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.